Very convincing victory for our football team today. Very pleased with the way all three phases played. Start with the defense. I thought we were dominant for 2 weeks in a row, building off last week's performance in Chicago. The ability to sack the quarterback, stop and run, sack the quarterback, I think it was 7 sacks. I really like the look of the way our defense is playing. So many different guys contributing. Going on to special teams, I thought we covered very well. Had production and return game. I haven't seen the statistics, but I would think we won the field position battle. Turnover ratio was also a big factor for us, particularly in the first half, and the points that come off of the turnover ratio. Offensively, I thought we had very good tempo. Play selection at the line of scrimmage, I thought Aaron did an excellent job. We're obviously very productive in the point production. Left a little bit on the field in the first half, but just the way we played in the third quarter, was what we were looking for. So Tennessee's defense challenged us, and I thought Aaron did a very good job taking what was there. So very pleased with the victory here at home, 11 wins, and looking forward to going up to Minnesota. With that, I'll take your questions.
Despite 11 wins, you haven't been able to stand up there very often and say you were really pleased with all three phases. What's it like at this point of the season to be able to say that?
Well, you know, frankly, what I talked about last night in the team meeting was, the importance of winning this game for a number of different reasons. But what's most important is how we were going to win today. It was important for us to go out and dominate the opponents late in the year. We have momentum going for us, particularly what we've done over the last 9 weeks, 10 weeks. So we wanted to take the next step as a football team, and I felt that we were able to accomplish that today. So I was proud of the fact that our guys locked in and played extremely well in all three phases.
Was the no huddle a bigger factor in keeping them off balance or to get you guys in rhythm right away?
Well, I mean, no huddle has a number of different factors that truly have the ability to benefit the offense, especially with the capabilities of Aaron and just the communication experience that we now have as an offense. So to be able to run more things at the line of scrimmage, you know, our template and our menu is expanded. We went in here and we wanted to be in 10 series of no huddle was the comment that I made to the offense on Wednesday morning, and we hit that target. So Aaron did a great job keeping the selection. They challenged us. They came after us with pressure. We saw a lot of 3-cell coverages. They played us aggressively, and I thought we did a good job of staying with the run-pass mix, and obviously we were very productive.
Mike, you've talked about how the importance of playing well toward the end of the year, peaking at the right time. Is this an indication this game that you're where you want to be at this point?
Well, we're definitely taking a step in that direction. This was an important momentum game for our football team, and it's important for us to finish off the season the right way. So 7-1 at home. We have an opportunity to go to Minnesota, who's also playing for a playoff spot. But we're focused on sweeping the division for 2 years in a row. So that's what I'm looking at. Obviously, we have Christmas here the next 2 days, and our football team will be with their family where they should be. But we will be locked in, ready to go Wednesday, get ready for the Vikings.
The commitment you made to running the ball, are you seeing the benefits of that with your pass game opening up a little bit now?
Well, I think that's, you know, common. All the ability to have a balance of a run and pass gives you more capabilities and a better reaction in the action pass game, whether it's play action fakes or QB movements, the ability to move the quarterback around a number of times a day, you know, whether we hit a playoff or not. I thought that really helped to get Aaron out in space and really stress the contain elements and the force elements of the defense. And that our offense looked the way – that's the way we want to look. That's the way we want to play. We want to have the ability to hit all the different concepts, you know, the different play types of offense, you know, as far as the way we throw the ball, the way we run the ball, and I thought we did a good job of that today.
What did you think of the Harris-Ryan Grant combination today?
I thought it was good. I thought it flowed well. I thought DeJuan Harris did a nice job. He knows where the touchdown is. He's got a heck of a Lambeau leap on him, so that's impressive what he's adding to his resume in the short time he's been up. And it's great to have Ryan back. I mean, he gives us so much more off the field, but he's just such a steady, hard-nosed downhill runner, and I really like the 1-2 punch today.
Casey Hayward seemed to be playing a little bit closer to the line today. How do you feel like he performed in expanding his role a little bit?
Well, I thought Casey you know, had a very good day, you know, was in a lot of pressures. We had the ability to get a free hat on a number of pressures. I thought A.J. Hawk was exceptional today, and even with the, you know, the couple of the pressures that we had, just the way the disguise and, you know, hitting the A and B gaps in a different combination. Now that Dom Capers had an excellent plan. But I thought it was just so much production throughout our defense, and Casey's just having an outstanding year for especially for a rookie. So, I mean, he's worthy of any award out there. So, and I thought he showed it again today.
Well, when you talk about that's the way we want to look at what, that's the way we want to play.
The score. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Mick.
Could you elaborate on that, or tell us what's good about it?
Well, I mean, defensively, you want to stop the run. I mean, you know, everybody has, you know, usually has a pretty good running game, or vice versa, you know, one or the other. So, the ability to stop the run and make a team one-dimensional, I think that's what every defense in the league or every defense in football tries to accomplish. So, and you know, that's what we've been able to do the last 2 weeks. Special teams, you know, we didn't play very well last week in Chicago, and our guys responded. They bounced back today against a well-coached special teams unit. You know, Alan Lowry's been in this league a long time and does a great job. So this was a good challenge for our guys. And offensively, we were able to play run and pass. And, you know, their defense tried to challenge us with some, you know, three-shell defenses and one-on-one opportunities on the outside. And, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. So our runners ran hard. You know, our line did a good job at the line of scrimmage. I thought the protection, there was a solid pocket all day. So those are the types of things that you'd like to look for in your football team.
It wasn't necessarily pretty for Mason with at least one field goal. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean to him? And was it nice to get him a short one at the start?
Well, I just don't look at it that way. Mason is our kicker. I mean, I hope I don't have to keep saying this, but you know, I thought he kicked well again today. His ball placement was good on the kickoff. He's hitting the ball very well. He's seen it, and you know, just kicking a Lambo is different. You know, it's different with the south end zone. I'm not gonna get into the details of it, but it's a little different wind pattern than we have in the past. So I was very happy for him personally that he, you know, he was 2 for 2 today. And I really appreciate the crowd, the way they're behind that young man, because he's, you know, he's our guy, and he's going to perform for us down the stretch.
Didn't you sense the crowd being a little bit of a sarcastic cheer, though? And when you had the ball,
sarcastic cheer? How the hell do you see the difference between it? I've been in this league a long time. I can't tell the difference between a sarcastic cheer of 70,000 people and a real cheer. I thought they were supporting the kicker. We're in 4-minute offense. We're running out the clock. That's
okay, so you didn't
thought about it, but I was more concerned with running out the clock.
You'll watch the game tonight, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Number two seed, but is it significantly better than number three? I mean, is that a big deal?
I mean, you play the best you can. Everything happens for a reason. We have 11 wins because of what we put into it. And we're going to take whatever opportunities in front of us. We're going to play to win next week. I hope Seattle wins tonight. I mean, that'd be great. If it doesn't, that's fine too. So I don't get as caught up in, you know, which seed's better than the 1, 2, 3. And I understand the history and what statistics and all that will tell you. But at the end of the day, you want to play your best football. And for us to do that, we need to go to Minnesota and win. And that's really all we're worried about. But I would definitely prefer the 2 over the 3 seed. But the three seed's fine.
Mike, did you like what you saw out of Evan Dietrich Smith in his first start at center?
Yeah, I really didn't get a chance to watch, you know, Evan personally. But as far as, you know, the little things, I thought the mechanics of, you know, setting the line looked like we had things apexed in the run game in the middle of the line. So, and, you know, that's obviously something that Evan was part of. So the leadership aspect of the center position is critical to the way we play on offense, and that was definitely in place today, and that's a credit to Evan.
Two more, Mike, and another sack from Mike Neal. What have you thought of his past couple of games?
Playing very well. I mean, you know, Mike's healthy. He's been able to come through this shoulder injury of late, and you know, it's really showing up because he's clearly our best inside, you know, pass rusher, and gives us the ability also to go put him out there on the edge. So you know, he's a dynamic player, and I really like the way that the whole defensive line, just the different, you know, body types and the traits that they have, and the way Dom has been utilizing those guys.
Does Cobb look serious?
I hope not. I mean, I don't. You know, I hope it's not serious. The training staff on the field did not give me anything to believe that it was very serious. But as you know, with ankle sprains and joint injuries, it's the next day is a huge indicator.
Does that change your return game next week?
Yeah, potentially, yes.
Is he still a guy?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.